Okay, I guess we're all
right.
We're being publicly distributed, whatever that is. Okay, I don't think it'll be all that interesting. Did Kara explain this to you?
No, I haven't talked to her.
Oh, okay. It's something to do with linguistics. It's a research program of some kind. Whatever. Anyway, excuse me. We're going down to New Jersey today to see Grandpa, and so I'm going to tell him that, you know, we're all, well, that the end of May would be a good time to come and visit.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine.
That sounds good. I'm also going to try to convince them that at least they fly.
Well, I think that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you want to fly?
Well, yeah, I don't know. It depends if I want to bring something with me. I thought of your father said, "You mean like me?" well, you know, he doesn't like to fly, but I thought about the rocking chair. So we'll see. But more important is for them to fly, because then I don't know how we could drive down in 2 days.
I don't either.
Well, we could, except the only way we would be able to do that would be to drive down on a weekend. Because we'd have to stop for dialysis, right?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I don't see why they'd even want to sit in a car for 2 days.
I don't think it's a good idea either.
You know, I mean, it's tough on you and me.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly.
There's just no reason to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When they could be here in an hour and a half or so.
Right. And ValueJet is what, $79?
Yeah, and Kiwi flies out of Newark.
Oh, Kiwi. Right.
You know, and if you call in advance, like now.
Yes, right. Okay.
You could get a decent fare, I would think.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's what I'll suggest. I'm giving him, I called in Erica, and we're both giving him money.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and or just take the money back and say, you know, we'll buy the plane ticket.
Yeah.
And then Dad and I can do what we want. I mean, if Aunt Hilda wants to. I mean, there's no reason why she shouldn't fly with them.
No. And I know ValueJet, I think, was trying to get started out of Newark. I don't know if they've done that yet or not.
Uh-huh.
But they're always adding new airports, so.
Okay. Well, you know, either way, I would like to come down. I'd like to at least be there the Friday afternoon or Friday evening of Memorial Weekend. Then what I thought, you know, you would definitely have Monday off.
Yep.
And if you then wanted to take maybe even the next Friday off or something, we would leave. We'd stay through two full weekends.
Yeah.
So that we could see you as much as possible. And then we'll come home.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to it.
And, I mean, I wasn't sure if you were worried about not having a car, but you know we've got three cars now.
No, I didn't know that.
Because Chris has a company truck.
Oh.
So you could drive my car.
Okay.
Which would be plenty big enough for all of you.
Right.
If you wanted to go out during the day. And I could take the S10 to work.
The who?
The Chris's truck.
Oh.
The little one.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay. Well, that's a good idea, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you know, I don't know if she thought we didn't want to fly or what. But, you know,
yeah.
I'll talk to her. We're going down tonight.
Yeah.
And we'll see, you know, what her plans are.
Because, I mean, there's no telling how any of them are going to feel.
Exactly.
You know, and a 4 days in a car isn't going to do any good, you know?
Right.
Like, say, Grandpa starts not to feel so hot.
Well, you never know.
You're on the way, I mean, but, you know.
Yeah, well, that's the point, because he goes for dialysis either Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Now, last week, when he came home, he felt terrific.
Uh-huh.
He went out and, I don't know, he put some salt in his driveway, and he was shoveling snow, and he felt well. But there are days, I know, when he comes home that he doesn't feel good at all.
Yeah.
And, you know, he goes into his little lounger and stays there, you know,
yeah.
for the rest of the afternoon. And the only way that we would be able to drive all the way to Atlanta would be to leave right after one of his treatments.
Yeah.
And that's a push.
It is, I think.
Unless, and or come on a weekend, and then we've lost the weekend.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I don't want to do. Because we
I think if you talk to Grandma and Grandpa about it, though, I'm sure at least they'll want to fly. And you and Dad.
I think, you know, he is, I don't know, sometimes she's difficult lately, but, I mean, I think he'll be in agreement. So if we just kind of, you know, tell her this is what we need to do and this makes the best sense.
Yeah.
So, and then if I don't know what Kara's plans are, but if she wants to, she may not want to come down when we do this, but if she does, she can just take a value jet out of Philadelphia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, that would be fine too. So, you know, she can go either way.
Yeah.
She called, we were talking to her maybe last week, and she said to Dad that she was going to, her latest plan was to go to Israel for the summer.
Oh, really?
I mean.
Does she watch the news?
you know, Kara, it's safe there. Today we got the, the University of Pennsylvania sends a paper.
Oh, yeah?
A newsletter. Well, it's not a newsletter. It's the university newspaper.
Yeah.
And you know, when she's there, I very rarely read it because most of it made me nervous. But this week, of course, it says that students are returning.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the danger. But no, I'll be fine. I'll be fine. I'll be safe. I said, you know, I need one summer that's not anxiety-ridden. Last summer was bad enough with her traveling through Europe by herself. Anyway. I spoke to Holly this morning. Beau has been in Chicago for the week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so he's flying home today. And so I called to see if they were still planning on... you know, driving up for Grandpa's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And first I called the Baldwins. I thought maybe Holly was there. And, of course, John answered the phone. She said, no, she's home, and she's at bowling, and he still has the dogs.
Oh.
And he didn't sound very happy about it.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're tied down to these dogs. I'd rather they be tied down to babies, you know?
Yeah.
Would make more sense. Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. Just unbelievable. Do you get the St. Patrick's Day parade televised in Atlanta?
I don't know.
Okay. I know the band is marching today, but I didn't know if...
Oh, today?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, I thought it was tomorrow.
Yeah, well, St. Patrick's Day is tomorrow, but they do not march on Sunday.
Oh.
They don't have the parade on Sunday, so it's either, if St. Patrick's Day falls on a Sunday, they either do it on a Monday or the Saturday
mm-hmm.
preceding. And this year, I guess, for whatever reason, they chose Saturday. So I don't know if you get it, but they'll be on. You might not recognize them in their new uniforms.
Maybe not.
Yeah. They're nice, very different. It's very... marching band uniform.
Oh, yeah?
We had, you know, the ones that you had were very traditional. And, you know, we probably changed just in time because now there's a big push to not have the Indian as a mascot.
Yeah.
And it's, I guess, amazing to me what a turmoil this has stirred up in this little town.
Yeah.
You know. So... Did Dad fax you what you needed for your deck?
Yep.
Mhm.
I think we'll probably start tomorrow.
Mhm. Mhm. When does the jacuzzi get delivered? The hot tub?
I don't know. Maybe 3 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Or something. We've got a couple weekends.
Oh, good.
But we're going to Jacksonville next weekend for his annual formal.
Oh, nice. Nice.
So. That's one weekend that we won't be here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you you renting a dress again, or did you buy something, or you have something?
I have dresses I've worn in the past, so I don't know.
Uh huh.
I don't think I'll go get another one.
Uh huh. What about, I think the bridesmaid dress is so pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and then, did you decide whether you're coming up to Carla's graduation?
No, I haven't worked that out yet.
Uh-huh.
It's May 4th or something like that. So I guess we've got to...
Well, I mean, if you're going, they would fly, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, at least if you're doing it, don't wait too long so you're not paying too much for your tickets.
I know.
As usual.
Oh, you know what? I was in a store the other day and I saw Rummy Q.
Oh, did you?
But I didn't want to get it because I've seen it there a couple times and I've been meaning to tell you.
Oh.
But it's not like Aunt Erica's. They're plastic. And it's only $11.
It's not in a case?
I don't think so. It's hard to tell from the box.
Oh, okay.
But it definitely looks like... I don't know if those tiles that Aunt Erica has are plastic or not.
Oh, I'm sure they are. But the case is nice.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't tell.
Because, you know, I have one. We have one.
Yeah.
But that was given to the three of you at some point. Probably 1 year, I bought it for her, for, you know, Eric, James, and John. She bought it for you, something like that.
Yeah, I think so.
So I wanted to, and I know Holly likes it, so I wanted to buy one, but I haven't seen one. But that's a good point, because maybe I'll call Aunt Erica and ask her if there's some place to buy one. Her birthday is this Wednesday.
Yeah.
So I was thinking of, on the way to New Jersey today, I was going to stop at the mall and the silver store, because I know she likes silver.
Yeah.
And see if I could get her a little bracelet. My other choice was the Rummy Q, but I haven't seen a set like we have.
Yeah, I can't tell from the box if it's just the box or what.
Mm. Yeah, it's probably not that.
I mean, I would think for $11 it could.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. Mm-mm. Maybe I'll call her and ask her where they, if she knows a place where she can get it, because then I would get that, because last time we were there, she said, oh, I wish we had a board game. And so, I don't know. Anyhow, there are probably things here we need to divide up and look at, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, the Rummy Q was given to the three of you. There's a set of Legos that belongs to the three of you, you know. So, you know, one person can take this, one person can take, I mean, because how else, right?
Yeah.
What else? Well, I should think of one other thing that was given to the three of you, and that would, each person could take one. I can't think of a third thing at the moment. Oh, well. So what have you been up to? Anything lately?
No, just work.
Yeah. What time are you getting home?
I've been able to leave at a pretty decent time.
Well, that's good.
So.
That's good. Yeah.
Although I haven't been able to get up in the morning.
Oh.
I think probably because I don't, you know.
You're not getting to bed on time.
No, but there isn't a reason to, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like, I was waking up so early out in Arizona.
Okay.
Because, I don't know, because I wanted to sit outside, you know,
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. And
right.
It's like I just have to get up and go to work. Who the heck wants to do that? You know, so I think that's why I just can't get up. But
yeah, I understand that. I was looking when Aunt Hilda and Grandma and I went to the flower show last weekend. I picked up some literature on a sunroom.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, that would be nice over a hot tub.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to use it a lot, right?
Well, you can use it in the winter. And especially here, it doesn't
right.
get as cold. But
what's your temperature today?
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen anything on the news.
Mm-hmm.
But past couple of days, it's gotten pretty warm.
Yeah, even yesterday, I mean, it starts off cold, and the wind was howling last night. It was raining, but I had lunch across the street from the mental health center at the hospital, and usually we come through, like, an enclosed walkway that connects the mental health center with the hospital.
Yeah.
But yesterday we walked outside, and I didn't even have, I didn't have my suit jacket on or anything. I just had, you know, a blouse and a vest. And the sun was warm, and I could walk across. And I thought, oh, finally.
I think it's going to stop snowing up there.
Well, we went out last night after work, and driving home last night from the Waterbury area, it was raining, but it was almost coming down, sort of looking like a snowflake.
Uh-oh.
And I thought, oh, no, I can't. I just can't look at the
map. Is there still snow on the ground?
Oh, in spots, yeah. The snow, like, there's nothing in, well, if I'm looking out the back window, it's off the hill, but where it was piled up in high mounds of about, oh, the mounds were 10 feet high, you know. Now there's one mound I'm looking at that looks like it's about 3 feet. So there are a couple mounds left. And at the shopping centers, you know, when they plow and they have these huge mounds, there's some spots just where it's been piled up, but where it wasn't like piled up extra, that's gone. So house across the street is for sale.
Johnson's house?
Yeah, they guess the couple that moved in there had their third baby, so I don't know if he's been transferred or they just want a bigger house. I mean, it's a big house, but
yeah,
they've got two little girls and a boy now. So we just came home last weekend and there was a sign there. You know, I haven't even seen Victoria since she had the baby, which was in January. So that's for sale. Did I tell you that I saw Michelle Johnson at TJ Maxx last week?
No.
Oh, she's a corker.
Really?
She is. I mean, well, you know, she always was from the time she was tiny. She works there part-time after school.
Uh-huh.
So I walked in, and I was standing at the counter, and she goes, oh, Mrs. Renard, how you doing, chickie?
Oh, my God.
Isn't it funny? Oh, my. I'm just looking around and thinking, oh, Michelle, I hope your boss isn't watching because she's not going to think this is, like, a really good way to greet a customer, even if it is someone you know.
Yeah.
There's no, she treats everyone the same, you know, whether you're her peer or you're, you know, everyone is her peer. I guess that's basically what that is.
Yeah.
There isn't any difference. That's funny. Really funny. One of the women I work with, Chris Bedoin, well, you know Chris Bedoin, well, you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
She and I went to a jewelry party last night. One of the nurses at Connecticut Valley Hospital, I guess, well, it's a hobby business. She goes to a lot of, well, she buys antique jewelry she buys jewelry, and then she has jewelry parties and sells it.
Huh.
So I found a pair of amethyst earrings to go with the bracelet that I got for Christmas. Pretty. Very pretty. So that's about it.
How often does she do that?
This party?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, as often as she can. She works as a nurse at Connecticut Valley, and then she does that, I don't even know how she started. But that's what she does.
Hmm.
And she says the nice thing is that she gets to wear it all.
I was going to say, yeah.
Every day she comes to work with different jewelry on. And she has some very nice things, you know. And basically reasonably priced. So I was almost going to ask her if she wanted to. And I, let me see. I have a ruby and a garnet ring. Do you know which ones I'm talking about?
I think so, yeah.
Because I didn't know if you liked either one of them.
Yeah, I like both of them, but I also think that Kara really, really liked one of them. I can't remember.
Well, the garnet is, oh, and it's her birthstone. Not that that's a big issue, but they're both big as far as I'm concerned, you know.
Yeah.
The ruby is the dome ring, right?
Yeah.
I call it the hedgehog ring. With the 7 rupees on it. Well, I don't know. Anyway. All right, well, then I won't sell them. That would be ridiculous if you two like them. Then you can have them. I don't, you know. Because, I mean, even, well, with what you're doing now, if you go into the office, you can probably wear that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
See, and I can't wear that to work.
Yeah.
And if you don't wear it to work, you know, where do I go on a weekend, you know? Oh, it's still cold out. Just let the kitty in. This cat is so funny. Since the dog left, she has taken over the house.
Really?
In fact, last night, Dad was already in bed with the TV on, and I was sitting at the table finishing up my puzzle, and I was getting ready to go to bed, and I you know, the cat walked down the hall and hopped right up on top of the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of in the same spot where Mitzi used to lay. It's really funny. Oh, I'm going to call Kara and ask her to bring Mitzi. Grandpa.
Oh, this weekend?
Yeah, Grandpa wants to see her. That's unless, of course, the Rennerts are bringing their dogs, which I certainly hope not, but the bald ones, I think, are tired of them, so who knows.
Yeah.
Anyhow, do you want your gates back? I could mail them, bring them.
Well, aren't you still going to need them here
for
and
what?
There? I don't know.
For what? Well, whatever.
Well, I don't need them right away, so.
Okay. I'll just let them sit here then for a while. Okay. What's Chris up to today?
He's playing tennis right now.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Have you decided about taking tennis lessons?
No.
Have you thought about taking tennis lessons?
No.
Because?
I don't know. I guess I don't like it enough.
Okay. I mean, you don't have to. I wouldn't suggest you play with him initially, anyway.
No, I can't. I tried that once already.
Well, but I mean, if you played, you know, with a beginning group, beginners group.
Yeah.
Because you're a good athlete. You're aggressive. And I think if you develop some proficiency with it, you would like it. Think?
I probably would, but the one thing I do not like most about it is it's generally a spring-summer type of sport. And it's very aerobic, and I can't stand running around out in the heat like that.
Well, I mean, you don't have, I mean, like today is not, I mean, I don't know what it's like there. I mean, would today be a good day to play there, or?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, probably. But it's going to start getting warm pretty quick.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I mean, I agree. I couldn't run around in the heat of the summer either. I just didn't know if there was enough time in the spring and fall that, you know, that you'd be comfortable playing.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
We had, we're already having tornadoes down here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a storm hit really bad last night. Like around 4:30, I was still at work, and all of a sudden, you know, you hear these pellets hitting the window. It was hailing out there like you wouldn't believe.
Uh-huh.
And they had some tornado sightings, and they were starting to inform everyone, you know, if the alarm sounded, that we were supposed to go to the inside of the building.
Okay.
Because the whole outside of the building is glass.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. It's all windows.
Oh, right.
So,
how long did it last?
Half hour, maybe.
That long, wow.
And, well, the whole, it, maybe it didn't hail that long. I can't remember. But it got pretty bad.
Uh-huh.
And then it cleared out, and I left around 5:30 or so, and went to the store and went home. And in that amount of time, it was pretty sunny. You know, it looked like things had cleared away, but then it just hit again.
Oh, did it?
And there was, I mean, the hail sounded like it was going to break all the windows.
At the house or
yeah.
At the, oh, the house?
And I was here by myself.
Wonderful.
And I hate that.
Uh-huh.
I hate that hail. Oh, my God. And the wind is unbelievable.
Where do you go? Down in the basement?
Well, I was going to go in the basement, but there's so many damn bugs down there. I didn't want to sit down there, so I just sat.
What kind of bugs?
Oh, all kinds.
Oh.
Cockroaches and ugh. You know, they just get in the basement somehow. So, but I sat in the stairwell, in the, you know, to the downstairs.
Right, right.
So, I was in the basement.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
so.
You just put a little chair there, a little TV, you know.
And I sat there with my flashlight. And
oh, how long?
Oh, maybe 15 minutes until it calmed down.
All right. Well, they're probably going to be shutting us off pretty soon here.
Oh, they?
I think they tell you right at the end of the time.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Okay.
But
you will hear a warning message. Your time is almost over. Please complete your conversation and hang up.
Well, I thought I would. Are you spending the night in New Jersey then?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, we'll go down later this evening. Holly and Bo. I mean, if everything goes according to plan, I don't think they'll be there before 8 or 9.
Oh, okay.
And so then we'll just pick up a pizza or something. And then we'll stay overnight, and Grandma's having dinner, maybe one or two, because they'll have to get back. Then they don't want to get in too late either.
Yeah. Because Chris and I are going to be out tonight. His friend, one of his friends that he worked with at Ryland, is turning 30.
Wow.
So we're all getting together.
Nice. Good. Good.
So,
have a good time.
And
have a nice time next weekend.
Yeah. But I wanted to call New Jersey while you're all down there, but I'll call in the morning then.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll
go. I plan to take Grandpa to church tomorrow.
Okay.
So, you know, it wouldn't be early. Well, why don't you call?
We'll call
around 1.
Yeah.
That'd be good because I think we're going to eat around 2, so we'll be back from church by 1,
yeah.
And that would be a good time to call.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
And so we'll go. When are you putting the footings in? Dad just wanted to know.
Tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Why?
He wants to know why you're not. Chris is playing tennis, Ron.
Well, he's playing tennis. We're going to see a financial planner this afternoon, and we've got that party tonight.
What's that for, the financial planner?
Because we have to get our butts in gear as far as retirement. And
right. Because Dad and I were wondering, you know, we have, if we should remortgage, and I don't know what's the best thing for us to do, you know.
Yeah.
For ours either, you know. Because if we remortgage, it costs money, and I don't want it to go for too many years. You know, I want it to be short-term, bing, bang, boom. So we haven't made any major decisions either.
Yeah. We have some money that we need to decide what to do with it before we just whittle away at it.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Is that left over from your inheritance?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And, they,